Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Hello.
And we are calling Ben, who's in, is it Durham? Durham in England? How do you, Dunham?
I have no idea.
Because I just see that and I think of Lena Dunham, but I know that's not right.
Well, I don't think he lives in Lena Dunham.
Well, you don't know that.
You're right. I don't know
you
that.
You don't know that.
But I'll go, hello, Ben, like that.
Please tell me this is Tony and Ryan.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, my lovelies, he's all right.
You're all right. What's the crack, Ben?
Oh, well, I'm currently away with work, so I've just told my boss there at the bar, fuck off, I'm going to go and answer the phone to Tony and Ryan.
Love it. Hang on. Sorry.
What's the crack mean?
Ben, Ryan's really confused because I said, what's the crack? And you responded and he's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what does that mean, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the crack? So what's the gossip? What's the information? What's going on kind of thing?
Yeah.
Did Tony sound like a
Newcastle Geordie?
And did Tony sound like a Lena Dunham local when she said that?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, see, I've watched Gavin and Stacey. I get
because
it.
Because I kind of... You watch Gavin... I fucking hate Gavin and Stacey.
Fuck, Ben, I had you. Okay.
No one likes James Corden, mate. And a real true person would know that.
It was pre-James Corden really being James Corden.
But do you remember when we went to Baltazar in New York and we went, yeah. Oh, where do you reckon James Corden was sitting?
James Corden was decent.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly, Ben, you're right.
We went to Baltazar in New York and I said, where do you reckon James Corden was sitting when he yelled at that waitress?
Yeah. It got a good run while we were in New York. Anyway, Ben, we appreciate you telling your boss to fuck off for this. Would you mind approving this podcast?
You better fucking believe I will do.
Yes.
Oh, hi, it's Ben from Durham in the UK and I definitely approve this podcast.
Coming up today.
Yep.
Are you Meg Ryan? Because you've got mail. In a small Seattle town in New York.
Sleepless in New York.
Sleepless in New York. Now Tony's got mail.
Why do I have mail? Did I order something online? Because
no,
yes, I probably have.
No. And I've been asked to deliver this mail.
From who?
We'll get to that soon. I think you'll like it.
Oh, I'm nervous. A bit like nervous, excited, not like anxious nervous.
You should be nervous, excited.
Because you know how before I would always be like, if you said, oh, I've got something, I'd be like, no, no, and I'd be real whiny about it. But now I'm like excited instead of whiny.
Yeah, you should be. Good.
Yeah.
Because that's just a nice change in life.
Yeah, because I just like want to have fun and not be worried and pressed about shit.
How's that going for you?
It's actually great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got way more energy to do other stuff, like go to pee lattes.
Are we calling Pilates pee lattes?
Yep,
that,
I just did.
Is that young people lingo?
Nah, just.
Have you had the pizza from the Pilates place yet?
I haven't. And I think
they do potato jams.
Oh, do they? Do you reckon?
Fish and dough and jam.
Fish, fucking, try that one again. What? Fish and dough and jam? Fish pizza and potato jams.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah, but I... Must have it immediately.
I don't think you
not
do
together.
Fish on a pizza, but you do maybe prawns
prawn.
On a pizza. Oh, so a prawn is not a fish, obviously.
It's from the ocean, so it is.
What?
And second of
so
all,
you'd have garbage on a pizza?
No,
there's garbage in the ocean.
But similar to like a
you'd have whale cum on a pizza. That's in the ocean. Would
caviar?
You? That's not whale cum.
No, I think you would. I think if you have one of those, like, you know, those all-in-one takeaway joints where you could get like fish and chips and a couple of slices of pepperoni, you wouldn't have it in the same mouthful, but you'd line up. You'd figure it out.
I don't know if you would. And
if you're hungover enough.
I don't believe in not cross-pollinating food, as you know.
Yeah.
I'm like a fan.
Keep it separate.
I like lots of stuff because I like different textures.
Yep.
So if I'm sitting, it's why I love picky dinner because I've got a little thing that's been baked in the oven. I got a little bit of cheese. I got a little bit of something else, maybe a little bit of fruit, some quince paste, something really salty.
Oh, I know it was a while ago now, but were you fucking crook after we had all those dim sims, the Moe oysters?
I did some pretty bad shits.
Yeah. The next day I was like, what is that? And I went, oh. I had 74 Maui oysters last night.
I also, I was really dehydrated after sculling that soy sauce.
I think it's the soy sauce that dried me out as well.
Yeah. Anyway,
let's get to confessions. Actually, the first confession today, and thanks for submitting them at tonyandryan.com.au. Remember a few weeks ago how we had a confession from the legacy pooper? And then he went back to his college 10 years later and there was still that sign.
Oh, yeah, like don't throw poos in the bin or whatever.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, what a legacy I've left.
Yeah.
Well, anonymous tarpa knows another pooping legend.
Pooping legend, okay.
At college, we would regularly find poop in the stairwell.
That's so fucked.
The poop would have a little toothpick with a little flag on it and it said, the brown bomber was here. There was no method to the madness of the brown bomber. His attacks were frequent and random. Different times, different floors, different buildings, but always had the little flag that's saying the so brown bomber was
fucked.
Here.
I don't even think that's funny. It's just so fucked up. Someone had to fucking clean that up. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's so cooked.
After bombing up the whole campus.
It would fucking stink.
Across a term.
Also, are they shitting in the stairwell or like shitting somewhere else and then placing it in the stairwell?
Well, this is the mystery of the brown bomber.
I don't like that. That's a, ugh.
After a full term of bombing up the whole campus, the brown bomber retired undefeated and undetected.
Undefeated? Like, who are they trying to defeat? Like, who's the enemy here?
Well, the fact that they got away with it and retired and didn't get caught and they moved on and then, like, years later people would be like, oh, fuck, remember that brand bomber?
That's so fucked up. Have you ever watched Community?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, there's the episodes of the ass crack bandit and it's so if your butt crack is out, like, someone would put, like, money in your – like a coin in your butt. Like, it's
I'd
like
– I'd be rich.
You would be rich. Yeah. And, like, this kind of reminds me of that. Like, I'm just like
– come on, guys. Well, many years later.
The toothpick with the flag.
That's hilarious.
Is it? Is this, am I not getting it?
Many years later, I'm at a party with my boyfriend at the time and somehow the legacy of the brown bomber comes up in conversation. You know, it's like, remember the brown bomber? There was a brief silence and my boyfriend smirked and proudly declared, it was actually me. I was the brown bomber.
Well, so they've now broken up, obviously.
For a myriad of non-brown bombing reasons, we broke up, but I will never forget that I was once dating a legend.
I would instantly be like, you've just been shitting in public.
Well, again, we don't know that. Maybe he's been shitting in the privacy of his own bathroom. And
okay, but leaving his shit in public.
Well, actually, now that you've mentioned, I don't know what is worse.
Both are terrible. Someone had to clean that up. That's so fast.
I don't think anything is bad if it's got a little toothpick in it. Like a little flag, like, you know, when you get a cocktail, it's got an umbrella.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm not disputing what it is, even though you know what it does remind me of? You know when sometimes you get a pizza and it's got that little white plastic thing so that the cheese doesn't get stuck to the top?
Yeah.
Should we get a pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the brown bomber, fucking nah from me. I know it's not normal or nah, but
bombing
that's
or
nah,
and it's a nah from Tony.
Would now, you do that?
No, but I like
the artistic direction.
Yeah, but also that, like, he had a bit of character. He gave himself a name. He got little flags. He put some effort in.
Flags. Oh, my God. Imagine if you walked in and you're, like, talking to your college roommate and you're just like, oh, hey, bro, what are you doing? He's like, oh, nothing. He's got, like, he's making the toothpicks. He's like, no, nothing. Nothing. He's, like, doing arts and crafts on his
thing. If I was the brown bomber, I'd be buying little flags and, like, placing them in other people's rooms just to, like, make it look like they're the bomber.
Framing them.
Yeah. What I do like about the story is that he went out on top undefeated because –
undefeated is just the wrong word. Unfound, I guess. Like, was never caught.
Because you know how, like, when you watch the movies where there's, like, a serial killer and they, you know how they always, like, leave the clue? Or, like, but then they always get caught.
Yeah, because crack the code. Yeah.
But there's something about the brown bomber retiring and knowing when to stop is important, I think.
Yeah.
You can't have too much of a good thing.
Oh, God.
All right, now this one just happened to a tarpa last week, so it's a fresh confession. Fresh confession.
I was working as a janitor in a college and this asshole kept shitting in the stairwell.
My father and I will never make eye contact again, says Anonymous.
Oh, no. My father-in-law. Okay, so that's
my father. My father and I.
Oh, I thought you said father-in-law. Oh, no.
My father and I will never make eye contact again. Dad ordered himself a new camera and he was really excited. He's recently like retired and he's like, oh, I found this hobby. I think I'm into cameras and photography.
That's
like,
awesome. I'll
take some shots. I work from home, so he ordered it to my house so someone could be there to sign it. It's expensive goods.
Expensive. Yeah. And you don't want to just leave that on the doorstep.
Yeah.
Or at the fucking post office.
Yeah. Which is smart, right? That's good intel.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So Dad dropped in one day and the delivery man dropped off the package at the same time. Perfect.
Oh.
Dad, here you go. Take this with you.
Oh, my God.
About 20 minutes later,
that also never happened. Like, you know, when they say, oh, the window's between 1 and 1:30, it comes at 9 a.m. the following day.
Yeah.
Like, it's never fucking right. It never works out.
About 20 minutes later, I get an email that said, congratulations, your 12-inch cock-shaped dragon dildo has been successfully delivered. My stomach fell out my fanny, said Anonymous.
Oh!
I called my dad and screamed, do not open that package.
I called my dad and said, oh, I want to come in Tony's box.
It's a private number. Hey, the dad answers and says that. It was too late.
No.
He was so excited about his camera that he opened it right away.
In the car. Holy moly.
I can never look at my dad again. But I also feel like I can't ask for the dildo.
He'd go, oh. This, I think this is yours.
Oh, well, he knew it was hers, but then he's like, does he just then rock up and be like, oh, here you go?
Yeah, well, it's in the box. You just go, oh, sorry, I think this is yours. I don't know.
I also feel like it being dragon themed makes everything so much worse.
It adds another layer of complexity to the issue, definitely, yeah.
Would you be more embarrassed about the 12-inchness or the dragonness? I mean, the combination of the two is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to yuck someone's yum. If that's your thing, I don't care. It doesn't affect me personally. But
think about the harrowingness with your dad.
It would be the dragonness for me, I think.
Okay.
Because there's just something quite quirky about that, isn't there?
Well, this happened last week.
Oh, you haven't recovered from that. There's no way.
No. And ironically, the one thing you need to relieve some stress after a horrible moment
is
like
the 12-inch dragon dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've always.
Hi, it's Ben from Durham in the UK, and you are listening to the legends that are Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Aliana May 10. Thank you so much, Aliana.
She may not if she puts sunscreen on.
Yeah, she may not. Luke Hungerford. Oh, I'm hungry. Hold on. Meg Moo. Good on you, Meg. Samantha Turley and Alison H. Alison H.
H. Thank you, Alison H.
You know how there's like you're supposed to say H, not H, and like Z, not Z, or fucking whatever?
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, same neither.
Like whenever people have called me out on that like online before, like it's actually H or it's actually H. I'm like, oh, it's actually, I don't give a fuck. So fuck you. Sorry.
As someone who can't spell or talk, I agree because I just, whatever feels right, I'll just go with that.
Exactly.
H.
Thank you.
What's H?
That sounds a bit like Mrs. L's good energy to me.
Grow up.
Yeah, yeah. Where, why, while. How am I supposed to fucking not? Just say while, you dumb bitch. Anyway.
Cool whip.
Cool whip. Say cool, cool. Say whip, whip. Say cool whip, cool whip.
Cool whip.
You're saying it weird. Anyway, Family Guy quotes.
Today is
approval. Because it's actually 2007. Oh, I don't know if you knew that. You've gone back in time.
Oh, it's great to be here.
I saw the brown bomber earlier.
Did you?
Yeah. Undefeated.
Today's approver, Ben from Dunham. Legend.
What's the crack, Ben?
What's the crack, Ben?
Yeah.
He's a legend. After we finish doing the approval, if you're a Geordie Shore fan, turn off now because.
Oh, you'll be upset.
Listen to the bombs he was dropping.
Have you ever been to Bijou, the nightclub in Newcastle?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
No. No, I prefer going to the gay scene in Newcastle, to be honest. It's much better. Oh, I don't get any sight when I go out.
Yeah, I just, because at Bijou is like where they go on Geordie Shore.
Yeah. that sounds awful.
Right. So Bijou isn't actually in Newcastle. It's in Jesmond.
Tony's been lied
to. Yes, so it's outside of it. No, it's not. Geordie Shore's a big misdeception on what Newcastle's all about. You've got people in Geordie Shore who aren't Geordies. I'm not a Geordie at all. I live on the wrong side of the water from it. but they make out that Newcastle's this big nightclub place. It is, but it's nowhere near where they go to. So the house for Geordie Shore is in an industrial estate, and the industrial estate looks like an extra from The Walking Dead. There's nothing else there at all.
Oh, it's just like a set? Like for the show?
Yeah, so it's a set in an old warehouse, and it's built to make it look like a house inside it.
That is great.
Diabolical.
Intel. That is huge.
25 years of my life I've sunk into this fucking show.
How do you feel, Tony?
I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors, isn't it? I'm honestly beside myself. I'm still I can't believe it.
What's stunned you more, that or some of the other harrowing things that has happened today?
Actually quite a shocking episode. Yeah. And not shocking as in quality. Well, that too.
Yeah.
But more like surprising.
But Tony, I've got
what's happened?
There's some mail.
What is it?
How long has it been since you've got hand-delivered, handwritten mail?
Such a long time that wasn't a bill. Handwritten.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Actually, no, that's very good. Oh, do you know what? Actually, last Christmas, mm-hmm. I gave you my heart.
And the very next day, you gave it away.
Gave it away.
The day I do, I'll give it to someone special.
I got a Christmas card from our accountant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that was handwritten. And that was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the finance team. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, my finance team sent me a card. No money in it. You know when you open a Christmas card and you like shake it to see if any money falls out?
Well, there's no money in this one, just to be upfront. Right. What's it say on it? It
says Aunt Toddy.
There you go.
Is this what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
Instantly my thought went to maybe like a first birthday party invitation.
Open her up.
Wow, she's good at writing, isn't she? Mm,
she covers that. Please read.
Okay. Dear Aunt Toddy, it's Mabel here. Mabel and I are best friends. Thanks for being the best godmother ever. Thanks for the best cuddles. Thanks for saying godmother the best way. Sorry, my handwriting isn't good. Change of pen as well.
Whoever Mabel writing that realised they were writing too big and then we're going to run out of paper.
Run out of room. Yeah. Sorry, my handwriting isn't good. Please be patient. I'm 10 months old.
It's fair. You got to give a 10-month-old time to get better at joining and using a pen.
Oh, yeah. If they were 35, I'd be feeling a bit different about it.
But they're 10 months old.
Yeah. I'm writing to you to invite you to my birthday party. And that part's highlighted as well. Yep. So she's really got a lot of stationery.
Yeah.
We're paying her too much.
Yeah.
We need someone funny at the party. Dad said he would do it, but he sucks. Mum gets scared that no one will come to our party. Oh, can you please come to my party? Of fucking course. I think Dad would love you to be at the party because even though he won't admit it, I think you are his best friend. He loves you a lot. Best friends, Dad and Toddy, best friends.
What?
Is it my birthday? Well,
she's entitled to her opinions.
Fuck you. There's another page here. Yeah. Next page.
Yeah, she ran out of room.
Oh, yay. Best friends after BJ, me, Mum, Dave Parsons and Billy, that guy who makes things disappear. If I'm after Billy, I'll make fucking Billy disappear.
You're about to find out why Mabel loves Billy.
Have you met my twin? No. Good work, Billy. Hashtag only child. She saw you as an only child. She was like, I'll look at that.
That
she
good.
Saw Pippa as an only
looks
child. She's like, that looks real good. Really good. Please bring that handsome boyfriend of yours. Okay. Well, I don't think he'll be invited out. She's going to steal my name. what a treat for the Icies.
Mabel.
Maybelline. Can he bring some Toblerone from his family's factory? We'll see what we can do. For the party, Dad and me are making cupcakes. Oh, not really. Oh, not really. Dad ordered them from that tub with the cake business. Miss Noble. Oh, yeah, she's such a good bitch.
Yeah.
she is whipping up a treat. The tarp economy rolls on. See you soon, Toddy Mabel.
What?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep.
So I'm invited to the birthday party. When is it? There's no details.
Oh.
Is that off air chat?
We'll figure out the logistics chat. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yep. So Mabel wanted me to pass that on to you.
Oh, good on her.
Yep. So Miss Noble is making the cake, as you know.
She is so lovely. She made a big cake for my book,
well,
remember?
It's not a competition because she's also making a cake for Mabel's birthday. So.
No, but I'm saying remember how yummy that was, that cake? We ate it in that restaurant. I'm saying like good choice.
It sounds like you're trying to one-up Mabel.
Oh, you're just gutted that Mabel wants me to come to her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, how exciting.
Will you come though?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
are you going to start a little gift registry or something?
For a first birthday? No, presents. Your presence is presents
No
enough.
Presents. Okay, well, I can respect that. Maybe I could bring some food or something. Contribute to the day.
Did you read the cupcakes?
You and her are making cupcakes?
No, the cupcakes, there's treats. It's going to be like a brunch. It'll be like coffees and bakery goods and cakes and snacks. And the reason it's brunch is because we've realised that all of our friends, like it works between naps because all that.
I was about to say,
Everyone's got a lunchtime nap.
Get in early, get out early as well.
No, because we used to go, oh, let's meet for lunch. And then everyone goes, oh, my kid's got a nap. And it just didn't work because there's going to be a lot of kids there.
I love that.
Yeah.
So excited. I'll bring my bathers. Yep. Or don't bring your bathers.
No, your bathers.
Bring them. Okay. Yeah, I'll bring my bathers. Yep. Oh, how exciting. Yay.
Yep.
Yable.
Yable.
I can't believe she's going to be one.
It's fucking crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to fly by and all of a sudden we'll be celebrating our 18th birthday. Do you know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So she's walking and she's running. She can now walk up the stairs without using her hands.
Yeah, which is insane.
Well, it's fucked because we have not baby-proofed a lot of the house.
Well, because you were like, we won't have to do that for a while, but she's so advanced.
She is actually quite advanced. I'm pretty sure parenting is just saying your kid's advanced. I think that's
Like, wouldn't you milk it as well if you, like, the other day I met a neighbour, right? So this is the guy that lives next to us, he's so lovely. And we'd kind of, like, seen each other in passing but hadn't chatted.
Yep.
And I think I said to you that I got home and he was, like, out doing his garden and we were chatting and stuff. And he goes, oh, sorry if you've
heard. How's his lawn?
He doesn't have lawn, but he's got this beautiful big hedge out the front. It's stunning.
Sounds like a fucking amateur.
Well, maybe I'll be able to give him some tips. I'll go, mate, if you need a hand with that lawn, I can come around with me trimmer.
Yeah, I'll tidy something up.
Anyway, and he goes, oh, sorry if you've heard my dogs bark. And I went, oh, mate, no, they don't bother us at all. It's so fine. And I went, sorry if you've heard my dog barking. And he goes, didn't even know you had one. Yeah.
Very well behaved.
My daughter is very advanced.
Have you come on the podcast before? Because you've definitely told me 7 times in the office.
No, I told you because the guy was really nice because he trimmed the hedge on his outside of the thing.
It's not an unusual day for Tony to be such a proud mama.
I'm a very proud mother, said that's just parenting,
that
isn't
it? That is parenting.
Like bragging about how well your kids are doing. And so when he was like, oh, I didn't even know you had a dog. Like,
well, you wouldn't.
Didn't you? She never barks. But you play it cool and you go, oh, aren't all babies walking at 4 months old? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, oh, my God, sorry. I thought that was so normal.
She's at gymnastics and jumping into the ball pit. She's a psycho. She has no fear. Maybe she hasn't learned consequences yet because she just is crazy.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
Bold like Aunt Toddy.
Just wants to jump off shit.
Good.
Yeah.
And in the safety of the gymnastics ring.
Well, the other day I was at the bottom of the stairs and she just like, when she wants a hug, she just like leans forwards. You have to catch her.
Yeah.
Like she's Superman at me. And I was like, fuck, if I wasn't here, you would have just died. And she was like, yeah, but you were.
So have to cross that bridge right now.
Shut the fuck up, Dad.
Oh my God, I'm so freaking excited about that. What a great day. What a great day.
Great day.
I'll get you love to see it here from hot ash from Perth.
Oh, hot ash from Perth. She is hot.
We love Ash.
And from Perth.
And name it's a dry heat, so dry hot ash from Perth.
Yep.
Ash said, she posted this in our Facebook group on our You Love to See It thread. I was at a sauna the other day and the manager overheard me telling someone what I do for a living. Like, I guess having the chat of like, oh, like, what do you do for work? Like, oh, it's the middle of the day. What do you, like, do you work at night? You know, that kind of thing. And so Ash does a very niche thing for work. I don't know if you recall, she takes her phone and makes like BTS
Of weddings
and events and stuff like that. So she's an event photographer, but like on the other side.
On the fun side.
And as she was leaving, the manager walked over and said, I'm so sorry. Can I ask you something? I didn't mean to like listen into what you were saying, but you've got a really niche job and I'm wondering if you're a TARPA.
From the approval?
Yeah, because in her approval, she said what she does for work and obviously went, that's
not
Ash.
Too many wedding TikTokers. Yeah.
And Ash says, you love
hot
to see
Perth
it.
Weddings.
All adding up. Like, blah, 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 blah. You love to see it. TARPA's in the wild.
TARPA's in the wild.
Isn't that fun?
That's fun.
Yeah. That thanks fun. For sharing that, hot Ash from Perth.
Darren, who is a TARPA.
Hot Darren.
He was in a workplace for 20 years that was fucked.
Oh, fuck.
You know, just politics, bullshit, mental health.
20 years as well is like you're probably feeling a bit stuck. You know, you've been there for so long, you're like, oh, I can't leave now.
So guess what he did?
He's fucking left.
He started the fucking blog. He's got the fuck out of that workplace, took a massive risk and set up his own bakery, which is also like a sweets and candy shop. And he's killing it. It's doing amazingly.
Whereabouts?
I believe, did I find that out? I think I've asked him. I'll follow up and put it in the episode thread.
Well, because obviously we've just hooked up Miss Noble and then you said, oh, we're doing all these bakery treats for Mabel's
birthday. They're not
crossover,
no, overseas.
Oh, not, overseas.
Not
okay.
Local, not a competitor
of Miss
Noble.
I was
going
to say, well, we'll have to call Darren and get some croissants.
I was listening
for the brunch
to TARP episodes while making this year's big batch of hot cross buns last week.
Oh, Daz. You could have sent us some fucking hottie chossers.
Yeah. Also, someone said, I've never heard someone say a hot crossies like you guys do in Australia. And I'm like, we don't say it like that. I think.
We're just fuckheads.
Just Tony and Ryan said that on one specific day. And they said, oh, I'm going to start using that. So please do. And what I love to see is Rachel Lyon replying to Darren going, Darren, I didn't know you were a TARPA. And they're like old friends finding each other in the Facebook group.
TARPA's in the wild.
TARPA's in the wild.
Oh, you love to see that.
Don't you fucking love
to
see that?
Wow. A lot of coincidence chat. Very, very good.
Get around Darren in the You Love to See It.
We don't know anything else about him. So if you meet anyone called Darren, say good job.
Nah, he'll be in today's episode thread. Hopefully he will have answered and I will put a link.
And we'll be able to pop maybe the Instagram or a link or something. That'd be good.
Do I take the punt and back it in that I find a reply right now?
Oh, I mean, how much time do we have?
I can tell you.
Do you want me to keep talking to
that
cover the silence?
We do not have an answer yet.
No answer yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Darren, you've got to fucking lift. He's busy baking.
He's busy baking.
Yeah.
That's what you got to be doing when you're a baker.
Exactly right.
Yeah? You've got it.
Oh, talking to the microphone, Sophie. I'd love a coffee, by the way, if you're grabbing one.
He has not yet answered your question.
That's what I just said.
So you said I've got it.
Oh, I thought you hadn't found the thread.
Oh,
oh
my
fucking
God.
Fucking hell, Sophie.
Fucking didn't bring
right
a coffee or a fucking A game. That's for sure.
Fuck me.
Oh, that's not going to go down well, Sophie.
Wow.
That's so bad. That's bad news.
Everyone, let us know your thoughts on the executive producer of BDSM in today's episode, Fred.
Fuck.
That is probably one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Oh,
and I went to the bathroom this morning. All right, tomorrow on
that's
the show.
That's worse than the brown bomber, I reckon. That was awful.
Put a flag in her.
Because she's shit.
She's shit. tomorrow on the show, another episode of What Should Not Be Awkward But Is 100% Awkward.
I mean, that wasn't great.
and we'll have 6 different stories of Sophie reliving today.
Oh, my God.
Call the police.
Okay. 911.
I am going to go out there and I'm making an accusation to the people of the jury. Someone whose name is listed in the Tony and Ryan podcast title.
Yeah.
Has committed foul play to prove a point and I'm fucking outing her.
Okay, so it might be me.
This is a scandal of the highest order. Everyone who listens to this every tarpa is going to decide whether Tony has been busted cheating.
Cheating? Cheating at what?
You've pulled off a scam, a ruse, a fraud. I'm calling foul play.
At what?
Tomorrow I'll lay down my evidence to the people of the TARP jury and they will decide.
Oh my God, okay.
Because some A-grade bullshit has happened. Watch this. I've already said too much.
Okay.
I've already said too much. And you can tell which side I'm on. See you at the birthday party.
Love you, bye. This might be my last episode.